May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another wonderful, inspiring episode on the silsila Spiritual Cures. Wherever you are in the world, we are hopeful that yourself and your family are safe and sound. A kind reminder that when you are making dua, include the ummah in your duas as well. Make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that for the sake of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, that He Azza wa Jal grants relief to the ummah, shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering from whatever type of ailment it is, from whatever type of problem, and protection against the oppressors. Well, today as well, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have some of your calls, some of your questions, and we will provide some of the Madani pearls of advices, along with some wada'if, some invocations where necessary as well, inshaAllah ta'ala. Yes, we look around us and we see many difficulties, many negatives are there. But it's up to us whether we want to learn from those negatives and not become negative, or a person embraces the negatives and becomes negative. And that will lead to a negative mindset. And a negative mindset leads a person to do wrong things, to fall, to slip into depression, to always be anxious and worried, to have stress, tension. And these things affect the mind. Once the mind is affected, the body is going to get affected. Because a person who has too much of worry, then physically it affects them. We should be careful of this. Before we ask for the callers, the calls, let's make some good intentions. As the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi." The intention of a believer is better than his action. Make some of those good intentions right now to gain more reward from the merciful court of Almighty Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu. That Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching this silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, inshaAllah ta'ala. What you're going to hear from the calls, the questions, who knows, maybe you are going through this difficulty, or you might know somebody. It's handy to have a notebook, a diary, and you can quickly write down the important Madani pearls or the wada'if, because we try to keep it sweet and short and simple, according to the research and the teaching of His Eminence Amir-e Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, a Kamil Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, and a great scholar that is followed by tens of millions around the globe. Make other good intentions, inshallah, azza wa jal, and create this mindset. You know, they say something. They say, if you change your mindset, you change everything. That's where the beginning is. That's where the start is. The mindset. Become more of a PMA person. A person who has a positive mental attitude. Even if you are surrounded by negativity, with your PMA, and through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through salah, through dua, a person will get rid of all those negatives, inshallah azza wa jal. So the mindset we need to create as Muslims, amongst them is, every day, I must dedicate some time. Take out 15 minutes of your day, 20 minutes. The more you can take out, the better for yourself. And read the Quran. Three verses. Start with three verses of the Quran. With translation from Kanzul Iman and commentary from Miftahul Ihsan, which is in English, Every day read Durood e Pak. Istighfar, make sincere tawbah. Renew, refresh your iman. Be punctual with your daily salahs and perform them properly. Abstain from sins, fulfill rights of others. Make dhikrullah of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Learn something of deen. At least one thing. One sunnah, one dua. Obey Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Because that's what we need to do if we want success in this world, the grave and the hereafter, that we need to live our lives. We as Muslims need to live our lives to please our Creator Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, to whom we are going to return sooner than we realize. Let's request our director and our team to go ahead with the first call. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
I have a concern that's rising in the community. A lot of people are clubbing and listening to music and so forth. I would like you to just give a few words as to how it would impact their lives now and in the hereafter.
Allahu Akbar. Clubbing, music. In many cities that you go to, you will find these clubs, these dens. And many of them are dark from the pictures we have seen, from people that have told us. It's creepy, with lots of creepy people in there. People who don't know what to do, where to go, end up in those places. It's a den. The clubs, the music clubs, these are, we can say, like the headquarters of the devil. Shaitan's headquarters. Where everything is found under one roof. So let's put it into perspective. That under one roof, the club, the nightclub, whatever you want to call it, you have your alcohol there. You have your drugs. Drinks are spiked with drugs and then people take advantage of others. You have your music. You're dancing. Bodies of males, females, touching boys and girls. You have your zina of the eyes, the ears, the tongue of the body taking place. And that leads to premarital relationships, extramarital relationships. You have all of this filth. These are like styes. Because alcohol is impure. It's haram, forbidden, also impure. Drugs also, haram, forbidden and impure, najis. So all of this filth is there. And shaitan is whispering to everybody. His voice, the music. Some musicians say that music is the soul of a person. See how they've made it. The voice of the devil, with all his subliminal messages that he sends through in the lyrics, in those musical notes, high pitch, low pitch, fast paced, slow paced, whatever type of music it is. The club is not a place for a Muslim. You know, an interview was done, a couple of interviews with prominent musicians. That how you guys come up with these mesmerizing and magical lyrics. And you know what they said? I don't know. I hear a voice in my head that gives me these ideas. How the tune needs to be for the song. What words I must use. This is a voice in my head. Whose voice do you think that is? Big question. And I think we all know the answer to it. So Shaitan, he's giving the ideas of the lyrics, of the tune, of the music, the musical notes, the songs. He sometimes, what we call waswasa, na? Wasawis, evil whisperings. He gives these ideas. And people are enjoying the lovely tune of the music and the lyrics. Wow, amazing. They rhyme. Shaitan's ideas. Are we happy with it? A Muslim can never be happy. Possibly a Muslim with weak iman, with no proper knowledge of Islam, and the consequences of going to these places of filth and dirt and impurity. Possibly they can get trapped by this trickery of shaitan. Music itself is an invention of Iblis, shaitan, the cursed and humiliated devil. It's mentioned in the summary of a narration that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said, it was shaitan, Satan, who mourned and sang a song before anyone else. Even if that doesn't have any lyrics and it's just the music itself, or if it's only lyrics and no music, but what are they inviting you towards? How are they trying to influence you? In which direction? Iblis hadith mentions as recorded in Sharh al-Sudur, an authentic book by the great Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti al-Shafi'i rahmatullah ta'ala ali, a great mujaddid and reviver of the deen, which mentions that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said, then I saw people with nails hammered into their eyes and ears. Upon inquiring the reason for this, I was told, they looked at what you did not look at. And they listened to what you did not listen to. Another narration states that two voices are cursed in this world and the hereafter. Music, at the time of some bounty, receiving a bounty, screaming at the time of trouble. The great Sahabi, son of Sahabi, of a Sahabi, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says, the one committing sins laughingly will enter the hellfire crying. We need to educate ourselves regarding these narrations, the consequences. So that will also motivate us not to go to blameworthy places like the clubs, not to listen to music and hang around with such foolish people that shake their bodies. Imagine if the music was off and all you could see is the person shaking their body in a deformed way. A blessed hadith mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have been commanded to break the drums and the flutes. Another hadith, songs and lahu. Lahu meaning anything that makes you neglect doing good deeds, grows hypocrisy in the heart as water grows greenery. I take an oath by the one in whose omnipotence my life is. Indeed, the Quran and dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, make faith grow in the heart as water grows grass. There are so many alternatives, so many other things we can listen to that are halal, are tayyib, are pure. So many good places we can go. Why opt and choose what is forbidden? That's what shaitan wants, actually. That's what he encourages. That is what he embellishes, he decorates evil to trick people. Don't get caught in his trickery. Sayyiduna Nafi' rahmatullah ta'ala ali has mentioned, once I was walking with the Sahabi, the son of a Sahabi, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, when we heard the sound of music, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he put his fingers in his ears and he walked away. Whilst his fingers were in his ears, he walked away from the music. When he was far enough, he asked, O Nafi', can you hear anything? I said, no. And then only he took his fingers out of his ears and he said, once I was with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and he heard the sound of a flute being played. So he did what I have just done. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that if somebody raises his voice with singing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints two devils to accompany him. They sit on each of his shoulders, one on his right and other on the left, and they both kick him with their feet until he stops singing. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, devils are accompanying this person. People just sing along because the lyrics sound nice, the tune sounds nice, they dance. Is it possible that those devils that are on the right and left who are accompanying this person and kicking them, and therefore their body is moving in deformed, abnormal ways, what they call dancing? Think about it. Go over these narrations in order to motivate us not to fall for the tricks of the devil. Because if a person who follows in the footsteps of the devil, we know where he is going. One-way ticket, permanently to the hellfire. Allah protect us. Listen to the Quran Sharif. Listen to Naat Sharif Kalams. Go to YouTube. Type in Naat Production, Dawood Islami's official page. You will find such beautiful Kalams. Naat Sharif, Manqabat, Munajat, Hamd. Lovely Kalams by different reciters. And it will help develop the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliyaullah in the hearts. It will draw us closer to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please go ahead with the next call. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Jazakallah for bringing us this beneficial knowledge. My question is, what are the harms, the negative effects of the entertainment industry?
The entertainment industry. Now we covered one aspect, which is music, because the music industry is part of the entertainment industry. Then we have the actors who are acting away. They refine their acting skills so that they even bring that into their normal lives, where the person doesn't know whether they're acting or they are truthful. So they actually lose their credibility. The clubs, as we mentioned, these are the headquarters, the dens of the devil. And subhanallah azza wa jal, how the entertainment industries have been set up to trick the people. Let's dive into that a little bit. The entertainment industry is a creation of shaitan to distract you and I, to divert our attention, to consume our time, to fill our minds with all things against Islamic teachings and values. The entertainment industry is the marketing agency of shaitan. He is the CEO. In order to do mass indoctrination, if a person says, no, I just watch those movies and dramas just for entertainment purposes, nothing serious. Let me tell you, they got you exactly where they want you. That's the spot they want you. Let down your guard. Just fill your eyes, your brains, your heart with all of their propaganda, all of the indoctrination of filthy, dirty values like immodesty, immorality. They're promoting drugs to you, alcohol, premarital, extramarital relationships and affairs, music, disobedience to parents and higher authority. They are promoting hedonism, that, you know, your goal is maximum pleasure. And one of the themes, and this you can check up for yourself, that is mentioned according to researchers, one of the themes of the movies, for example, is rebelliousness against authority. Starting where? In your home. Starting with disobedience to parents. There's a plan, actually. has a whole plan. You start from the bottom. Shaitan's plans, his strategy, because he uses the movies and music industry, the entertainment industry, to make the minds of people without them realizing it. So, your parents are old school. What do they know? They're holding you back from expressing yourself. Shaitan will, he'll give you ideas. He'll whisper in your own voice. You think it's your ideas. No, this is who I am. Because my brain is telling me that. Actually, it's Shaitan using your voice to manipulate you. So your parents are holding you back. Your talents, your hidden talents. Your friends, they understand you. Your friends, they want what's best for you. They know what's happening, what is viral and trending. And you have a good time with them. But your parents, so the parents are always made to look, especially the father. The father is always made to look like the tyrant. And the mother, like what she knows. So create that rift between the parent and the child and vice versa as well. So disobedience to parents, why? So then it's easy for the person to disobey other authorities, ultimately to disobey Almighty Allahu Azza wa Jal. That's the plot, that's the plan. And the celebrities that are there, they are made famous by those who plot and plan and strategize from behind the curtain, from the shadows, the agents of the devil. They make these people famous. They pay them large amounts of money in order to influence the masses. And they've been caught out. All the time they are caught out. How? They do filthy, dirty things. The arrogance that they have. They don't know you. They don't care about you. The only thing they worry about, and the agents, how can they get the money that is in your pocket into their pocket? That's it. And they are there to influence. They are used as puppets. The puppet masters are pulling their strings. Whoever they want to make famous, they make them famous. You toe the line, you do as we say, we'll make you famous. Otherwise, you're out. Your fame, your name, your wealth, they will make you look like somebody insane. They're doing these things. So the celebrities are the puppets on the ground whose strings are being pulled by the puppet masters in order to influence you. And they've been caught doing such dirty, filthy things. Allahu Akbar. How can you follow such people? Filthy people with filthy, dirty minds who have no iman, who don't know how to clean themselves properly in the toilet. And under this is social media usage. Stay, person can listen to music, they can watch movies, dramas. See, we have a choice. Either we choose the right way or the wrong way. We can use social media to listen to the Quran, to listen to Kalams, Naat Sharif, to watch Madani channel, Kids Land. Let me give you another example. If your child, or if you have a grandchild, and they hooked onto these cartoons, and cartoons have very sinister, evil things embedded in them, go and do the research. You'll get a shock of your life. What your little kids are consuming. They're seeing the things, it's going to the brain. What they are teaching them. It's scary, actually. And next time your child, or if you have a grandchild, goes into the store and says, no, I want the bag that has that figurine, that cartoon character, or the pencil case that has this character. Catch them when they're young. Make them customers when they're little. Where did that marketing come from? That indoctrination? The cartoons. The cartoons are largely used for this. So you have to purchase that to make them happy. And so whose pockets are you filling? How can they get the money that's your, the hard-earned money from your pocket into theirs? They got different strategies and different ways as well. And did you know, according to the latest research, social media usage has been linked to an increased risk of depression and other mental health issues, including anxiety, loneliness, self-harm, especially amongst adolescents. Studies have shown this, that even reducing social media time by a little bit can lead to a decrease in the symptoms. It's just another tool. It's like a knife. You can use it to butter the bread or to harm people, even harm yourself as well. So the next time we are on our phones, tablets, etc., think about these things, that it's harmful. It's no good for you. And whatever content is there is only aimed at eating up your valuable time. And you can do so many more productive things, proactive things. And inshallah ta'ala, by focusing on the consequences and the harms, we'll be able to break free from these shackles that has been placed on so many people, and we can remove those blinds from our eyes as well. Let's have the next call, please. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
My name is Suhail Sheikh, and my question for today is, what are the signs of depression and how can one overcome it?
Depression. We're just talking about it. That one of the leading factors in the day and age that we are in is social media usage. So how about starting there? And you know, we hear so many cases where social media has become an addiction. It has, in too many cases, and has led to a breakup in families. On the table, people are sitting to eat, waiting for the food, and each one is in their own dunya, their own world, online, with their chats and online friends. What kind of a life is that? Your mother is there, your father is there, your brother is there, your sister is there, and that too, each one is on their phones. They go out for some takeout. Everyone is on the phone, checking their messages, checking their social media accounts. Who's following me now? How many likes I have? So the communication, although physically people are there in front of each other, next to each other, but there's no communication. They're busy chatting with somebody who's halfway across the world in another country. Parents, you need to set those boundaries. Little kids do not need phones and access to the internet. If it's for a school project or assignment, it must be specific times where you can clearly view what they are doing, which sites they are visiting. We have parental controls which need to be applied as well, need to be activated. Do those things. Otherwise, you don't want your kid getting addicted to social media. As mentioned, the studies are showing it contributes to anxiety, loneliness, and depression as well. Now, something we need to understand, that you and I, as believers, as Muslims, we can't escape the decisions of Allahu Azza wa Jal regarding any matter in our lives. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided, that will happen. No matter how much I can wish for it not to happen, if He has decided, if He has willed it, it's going to happen in that way, at this time. How can anybody change that? So, create this mindset. I will put in the effort and I will leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you do what is best for me. What is better for me, you do, Ya Allah. So that trust, we need to develop that now. The trust and to confide in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be happy with what He has planned. When Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was being hurled towards the fire created by Namrud, the tyrant, the angels came If you want to ask, we'll help you. May Allah knows my situation. Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, the lead of the angels, descended. May Allah knows. He didn't even ask for help. His full trust was in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One side was aql, logic. I'm being hurled towards, catapulted towards the fire. I'm going to burn, I'm going to perish. The other side was ishq, love. I love my Allah. What makes my Allah happy? It makes me happy. Subhanallah. So that we need to develop. A Muslim that is punctual with the 5 daily salahs cannot be depressed, because they have a very positive outlook of life, no matter what the challenge, the calamity, the difficulty. If the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, if we strengthen it, nothing can make us fall. Even if we fall down because of some blockage, some obstacle in our life, unemployment, sickness, failing an exam, some job difficulty, etc., we will know what is due to me with my efforts will find its way to me. What is not can be within my reach, I will never touch it. Must always be there, must always be placed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His will. If a person fails all the time to accomplish something, try another way. Use that failure as a stepping stone to better yourself, to learn from it, not to slip into and drown into a depression, because failure is not the end. If you put in your best, but you did not succeed, don't destroy yourself. As they teach in the entertainment industry, person, everything is going against them. They try to drown their worries and sorries in the bottle, alcohol or drugs, or they slip into depression. It's just going to hurt them. It increases the problems. Physically, mentally, psychologically, emotionally. They destroy relationships with their spouses, with their children, with their parents, with their siblings. Keep in mind this verse of the Quran. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 216. And it is possible that you hate a thing which is better for you. And it is possible that you like a thing which is bad for you. And Allah knows, and you do not know. Allahu Akbar. This world is the test. And this is the mindset we need to create. When difficulties are surrounding us, it could be a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It could be a form of punishment because of our sins and not making sincere tawbah, repentance in His court. It could be a way of training us to appreciate what we have. It could be a way of raising a person's darajah, a person's status in the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the true status. This world is the test. Planet Earth is the test. And it's, as a narration mentions, it's a prison for a believer and a paradise for the disbeliever. Because on the day of judgment, in the afterlife, that will be the paradise for the believer and the prison for the disbeliever. To put these things into perspective, train your brain that no matter what the condition, my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows my condition. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah so beautifully teaches us. If somebody asks, how are you? Even if you are surrounded by calamities, say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. All praises are for Allah, are due to Allah, the Lord, the Sustainer, the Cherisher of all the worlds. Whatever be my condition. So I go around complaining to everybody. How's it going to solve anything? Yes, if I know somebody can really genuinely help me to get out of this trouble, this problem that I'm in, then you can reveal whatever the problem is. If you have a sickness, you're going to the doctor, You're going to inform him, these are my symptoms, this is how I feel sometimes. You're going to inform him because he's there to listen to you and give a proper diagnosis and prescribe the proper medications. If it's just somebody you met, maybe a friend, hide these things. Or if it's somebody that you know, I can confide in this person and he gives wonderful advice to uplift you, to empower you, to motivate you, to encourage you. It's a different story. But put things into perspective. I know it's when you're going through the difficulty, for many of us, it's difficult, it's hard. It's challenging. But I know, and you know, in your past, which is gone, many difficulties had come and they go away. Many difficulties are going to come and they'll go away. These difficulties that you are facing now, although it's bitter, it makes you feel like helpless, hopeless, they will also pass. With difficulty comes ease. With difficulty comes ease. And so the perspective, this is this world is a prison for the believer. It's a test for us. A prisoner is bound. He has many restrictions. He can't do as he pleases. He can't go where he wishes. Certain places we're not allowed to go. Like we discussed earlier, the clubs, towards alcohol and drugs, towards music and premarital, extramarital relationships, to gambling places of the casinos. We're not allowed to go to these places. We're not allowed to eat certain things. We're not allowed to drink certain things. The challenges that you face, are these a test? As Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 155, and we will surely test you with some fear and hunger and with a shortage of wealth and lives and crops. But what does it say in the end? And give glad tidings to those who patiently endure. That is sabr. That is patience. That you have patience and you move forward. You patiently persevere. No matter how many times you fall down, you know, if I stay down, I can never reach my destination. I can never reach my goals, attain my goals. Picking myself up, don't rely on anybody. Rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's truly in charge. He's in control of everything. He is a solver of problems. He is the remover of difficulties, the opener of doors. Turn to Him. Don't leave your salahs. Don't neglect dua. Make dua. It's the weapon of a believer. Read the Quran. It is a shifa. Read Durood Sharif. It will calm you down. Be punctual with your 5 daily salahs. This is so important. So important that a non-Muslim doctor has mentioned the patients that I have who suffer from depression, I wash their faces 5 times a day and I see their condition improving. How can a believer, a Muslim, who's punctual with a daily salahs, who's making wudu 5 times a day, how can depression visit them? Depression will run away, will stay far away. The same doctor mentions the patients who are suffering from depression. Subhanallah, he has seen from his research that the practicing Muslims who read their 5 daily salahs, who wash their face, hands, feet 5 times a day, it's less common amongst them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Amazing. So keep your 5 daily salahs established. It will help to protect you against things like depression as well. But don't do it for that reason. Do it because it is an order, hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the person who's depressed, advise them to recite, to make wudu properly. And immediately you will feel some calmness, some comfort. And recite every day Surah Al-Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, 7 times with Durood Sharif once before and after. Blow into some water, drink this. It will help, inshallah ta'ala, to also get rid of depression. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain.